goodsuccess.com.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to learn at your feet. Thank you for the blessing of hearing from you again. And Lord, I pray tonight that no one returns back the same way, in the name of Jesus. Amen. The topic remains Times and Seasons, Common Sense Guide to Recognizing and Maximizing Them. We started this series a couple of weeks ago and we've learned a lot of things about times and seasons. We've been able to understand the difference between time and the difference between even different seasons. We were able to learn the concept of time and different seasons in the life of a man. We learned all those things in the series we started. If you missed anyone, please do well to listen to them again. Or even if you didn't miss it, listen over and over again. I have listened over and over again myself. So last week, we were able to also learn the special session we give to fathers. We're able to learn who a father is, why a father is important, and that's just by the way. But we cannot remove the place of a father in the times and seasons of the life of a child or anyone. Last week, we were able to also learn how to recognize your own time and your season. We learned that you have to be at the center of the will of God. You cannot be too fast, you cannot be too slow. And we also were able to learn how to recognize it. We also understood that it is important for you to be interested in God's leading. God can lead you anyhow, any way He chooses to. But your own part is to make sure that you obey. If He decides to drag your hand and pull you, yes. If He speaks to you to take actions, yes. If He shows you signs and symbols, yes. But just make sure you are willing to follow Him to the letter, because that is the recipe for success. When a child of God decides to disobey God and walks his own way and decide his own calendar and his own plan and the plan of his own life, it is a recipe for failure. But I pray that none of us listening today will fail in Jesus' name. Amen. So today we are reading a couple of scriptures. Number one, Genesis 8:22. It says, "While the earth remains, seed, time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease." And Daniel 2:21 says, "And He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding." And Matthew 25:13 says, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." We'll talk about that very clearly. And in Matthew 24:32 to 33, it says, "Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When the branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors." Let's look at the example of the coming of Christ. Jesus said, "See, you will not know the day I'm going to come back, but you can know the season." That is why He's saying, when you see all these signs, for every season there are signs. For example, if it is during winter in the Western world, you see snow. If it's during wet season in Nigeria, for example, rain will be falling heavily day and night. And even there's a time that rain can be falling throughout the day for several days in a week. But during dry season or Harmattan period or summer, the sun gets hotter, everywhere is brighter, and it's just different. Everywhere gets drier. It's different. These are the signs you will use to know that this is summer, or this is winter, or this is rainy season, or this is Harmattan period, or dry season, because of the signs. But how will you know the very day that this thing will start? That takes more wisdom. So Jesus is telling us that you will know the season I'm going to come because you will see the signs. So no child of God should be caught unawares of when Jesus will come. That is why we should live ready. We already know the signs. It is closer than it used to be. But right now, we are talking about not just the coming of Christ, but we are talking about the general way to know the times and seasons of certain circumstances and situations in your life. Here are some facts about times and seasons that you need to know. Because this topic, God wants to let us know how to recognize and how to maximize times and seasons. How do you recognize times and seasons? You need to know this fact. Number one, God unilaterally decides the beginning of times and seasons. There's what we call God's timing. There's what we call seasons. In that place we read Daniel 2:21, it says, "And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding." It means that God can just say it is time for this thing to happen. He can say this is the season for this thing to happen. And that is why many things in your life, you struggled, you worked hard, you did several things. But those things just didn't happen until it was time for those things to happen. There are certain things like that in your life that God is the one who will unilaterally decide when it's going to happen. Every time and every season is decided by God. But the next point now lets us know that even though God decides times and seasons, but you decide when you're going to enter into that time or that season. God can open up a door of opportunity for a man and the man refuses to enter into it. You can also trigger times and seasons. The first point today says that God unilaterally decides the beginning of times and seasons. The second point today is that there are some times and seasons that are triggered by the actions of men. God decides times and seasons, but you decide if you are going to enter into it or not. How do you trigger times and seasons? Obedience to God. In fact, most times, God does not bring about the full realization of a time and season without the acceptance of a man. God has promised Abraham all his life that was going to give him the heir. He was going to make his children many, but not without Abraham obeying God. God waited until his obedience was complete. He obeyed halfway, then he had Ishmael. Then he added more to his problem. Then God waited. When he was now ready to obey God completely, then God released Isaac because he obeyed to the letter. And God wanted to change his level again to make him who is actually called Abraham from Abraham, the father of many nations. God told him, "Abraham, take your son, your only son, whom you love. Take him, slaughter him." And Abraham obeyed, and God released another thing to him. For you and I to really get into certain seasons and times in our lives, obedience is the key. You and I need to learn to obey God to the letter. When he says do something, you do it. When he says don't do something, don't do it. Because it is in these several sets of obedience to his instructions that will bring you to that place where you have actually been waiting for. Obedience to God, givings and sacrifices. We remember Cornelius triggered the beginning of a new time and season by his several giving of alms. He said he was giving and giving. Even though he was an unbeliever, God still recognized him for his giving. So in your life, you can trigger the beginning of a new time and season by your giving and your sacrifice. When God prompts you to give, or maybe there's a sacrifice, you don't have a lot and God still said you should give to somebody else, or maybe to his kingdom directly in your church, or even to the life of somebody. When you obey, you trigger the beginning of a new season and time. I can almost tell you that there's hardly any time in my life that I entered into a new season and time that I did not demand a level of obedience or sacrifice. God can just tell you to fast. He can tell you to give. It could just be given to your parents. Are you supposed to give to your parents? Yes. But this time around, it will tell you to go the extra mile or just give. You feel, "Oh, no, I don't have a lot. I don't have enough." But he said, give. Obey. That is the secret to entering those times and seasons. Givings, sacrifices, obedience to God. What other way? The negative one now, sin. Sin can bring you into a negative season in your life. God forbid. Sin does change seasons of joy to that of pain. Sin can alter the life of a man and bring everything that's been working fine and turn it back to the season of pain. What are the examples? David. Everything was going fine for David until he slept with Bathsheba and everything turned. Pain came to his family. Abraham. Everything was going fine. The promise was coming. But he just stepped aside. He had Ishmael. Until today, Ishmael is still a problem to the whole world. Nebuchadnezzar. Because of his pride, he began to eat like an animal. That means somebody who is supposed to be a prince, who is ordained a prince as a believer, as a child of God, can begin to walk as a slave on earth because of sin. That is why you and I must run away from sin. Joseph in the Bible understood this very well. He said, "How can I do this and sin against God?" That was his test, which will take us to another point. Tests and temptations. We'll talk about that later. But avoid sin at all costs, because it can alter the good thing that God is doing in your life. Yes, you ask God to forgive you, but because you already triggered a set of reactions, they will begin to happen consistently. Now, David, God forgave David, but those pain in his life did not go. It went over to even his children's life. I pray that grace for us to stay pure with God may be released afresh to us in Jesus' name. Sometimes our seasons are triggered by the actions of men. We've mentioned obedience to God. We've mentioned givings and sacrifices. All these ones bring positive reactions, positive seasons. Then sin brings the negative. Then let's talk about the positive again. Prayer and fasting. Every time you are prompted to pray and fast, it is because God wants to do something new. And God often requires the cooperation of men to do things in the life of men. So when God triggers your heart to pray and fast, don't disobey. Go into it. Because when God wants to bring you to a new season, many times, we demand that you pray and fast to bring yourself to that season. You may not even know why you are praying and fasting. If He says pray and fast, please do it. Because it will trigger the beginning of a new time and season in your life. Now, what else? Honor. When you learn to honor God or your spiritual leaders or your parents or people that are above you, one way or the other, God will use that honor to open up a new season in your life. Jacob in the Bible. Now, we all know Jacob did the wrong thing and all that. He stole his brother's blessing. But let's look at it this way. He honored his father. He may not have done it the right way, but he honored his father. And guess what happened? That blessing began to work in his life. Even when he was going the wrong way, blessing was chasing him. He was sleeping in a place. Angels were there. He did not know. That means it's not as if he was sensitive. No, he was not even sensitive. But angels were following him. Why? Because he already triggered a set of blessings by honoring his parents. I want to encourage you and I today. You are making money. Whether it's enough or it's not enough, don't forget your parents. All those little things you do to honor them. Most parents will not need your money. Most parents will not. Why? They were taking care of themselves before you came into their lives. So now, whether they are old or they are young, they will take care of themselves, or God will send someone else to take care of them. But you partake of that blessing. It doesn't matter whether they are born again or not, whether they know God or not. Honor them as much as possible. Every month, find a way of honoring them. If all you can afford right now is to buy a recharge card for them, just do it. And do it consistently. I pray that wisdom and grace to do this is released to you and I in Jesus' name. Honor. Learn to honor people. People who are doing great things in your life, honor them. Honor your parents. You will trigger seasons of blessings. Let me say this also. The Bible says something that the lesser is blessed of the greater. That means you do not bless someone who is above you. Those who are above you are the ones who will bless you. And if you don't trigger that blessing, it won't come. Let me tell you something. Try to bless your parents. Just be praying for them one day. Maybe they are there, you are praying for them. It will not flow. But do something for your parents and let them bless you. I know we've watched all this comedy where maybe somebody gave a great gift to his parents and they started praying and praying. That is exactly what happens. See, blessings don't come on an empty tongue. When people taste of venison, like Isaac, he ate Jacob's food and that blessing began to flow naturally. There are different levels of blessing. When you don't give and honor those parents, those blessings will not come. Do you want your parents to bless you? Bless them. And you will see what will come back in return. Just give to honor them. And then that blessing will come from the throne of heaven. And it will come to your life. Try it. What else? What are the facts about times and seasons? Times and seasons could be extended or shortened. That means God may have opened a door of opportunity in your life and in my life, but it can be extended and it can be shortened. How do we know that? Before we go into that, I forgot to mention this. You can trigger a new time and season in your life by witnessing to the lost, soul winning. I can tell you a series of events that happened in my life when my church began to go on back-to-back evangelism. It is one of the ways, if not the major way, for you to live life without having to pray for anything. Doors will begin to open for you on their own accord. When you become a blessing to people, you bring them. The Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. And wisdom is required for blessings. Do you want to have money? Wisdom is required. If you want to have that wisdom, begin to win souls. And you will see this blessing of God flowing in your life. Now, the third point. Times and seasons could be extended or shortened. The children of Israel spent 40 years in slavery instead of 400. The plan of God, the ordinance of God was that they were going to spend 400 years. But it extended to become 430. So, if you don't want the plan and purpose of God to extend your life, you must understand that there are actions that trigger blessings. Those are facts about times and seasons. It can be extended. It can also be shortened. How do we know that? Romans 9:28 talks about God cutting something short in righteousness. That means something that is supposed to take 10 years can just happen in 1 year. There is divine speed. What examples do we have? Elijah outran the chariot of Ahab. Normally in those days, the king would be expected to have one of the fastest chariots in any city, in any kingdom. Now, he was running. That means the fastest, probably the fastest chariot in town. But Elijah was carried by the Spirit of God and he outran him. His legs were moving faster than a chariot. That's the meaning. Why? God decided to shorten his journey. Philip was teleported in the Bible because it was in the will of God. That means he was supposed to probably walk maybe days to where he was going, but God teleported him from one place to another place. Jesus fed 5,000 people. Now, there is no big deal in feeding 5,000 people. If you've done a big party before, they feed 5,000 people, they feed 10,000 people. There's no big deal in feeding 10,000 people. The big deal in that miracle is that the food of a small boy was used to feed a whole 5,000 men, not counting children and women. So they could have been probably 15,000 people. What is this telling you? Instead of Jesus waiting for them to look for people to cook, maybe the whole city will now cook for 5,000 people and wait for hours and hours and hours to get it done. It was done in the twinkling of an eye. That means God can shorten things. Something that was supposed to be long, God can make it short. So, I don't know what you are going through in your life. God can give you speed. God is the God of divine speed. Divine speed. Have you heard of people before that have been waiting on God for several years to have children and then they had quadruplets and their mates are still having one child or two children? So, God can make things fast. What is that fact about times and seasons today? Times and seasons could be extended or shortened. Then what is another fact today? Failure to recognize a time and season could deny a person from experiencing the realities and benefits of such. Luke 12:56 says, hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it you do not discern this time? There's a book written by Mike Mundell called The Law of Recognition. I recommend it to everybody. And in that book, recognition is the secret behind any success. Do you know that if you have a lot of gifts in your life and you don't recognize that as a gift, it will not be useful to you? There are many people who sing. They sing in a bathroom and they have very sonorous voices, very good voices, but they will never do anything beyond that because they have not recognized it as a special thing. They just feel, okay, when I'm beaten, I sing. And that's it. But somebody else who does not sing as good as they are, they are making billions of money just from singing. The same gift you have today, if you will recognize it differently, it will make a lot of difference in your life. I've heard of people who all they can do is maybe Microsoft Word, Excel. And you is just one of the things you know, nothing special about it. Whereas somebody else is making a big deal out of this thing. What is this telling you? Failure to recognize a time and season could deny you from experiencing the realities and benefits of such. And I mentioned it before, that's why maybe in your church they will declare this is the year of open door, this is the year of something, and it just looks like a slogan to somebody. Most people will not take it serious. They will just be chanting it in church and enjoy the chant and just enjoy it as something they are saying without realizing that that is the plan of God for that season. That season begins from January. It ends in December. If you believe and plunge yourself into it, you will enjoy the benefits of such season. And it can still happen any time of the year. If you don't recognize a time as special, the Bible says there are some people they treat a day as special, there are some they treat a day as not special. It means that you can wake up one day and say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. What God has promised me must happen today. And you make it a special day. It is up to you to decide what wants to happen in your day. Because, yes, we have talked about God making special seasons. There are special seasons. There's something that Bishop Oyedepo normally says, that every day is God's day. The day you believe is your day. If you decide to make today that day, that you will write that proposal, that you will start that business, that you will apply for that new job, it is that day if you believe. So, recognize that there are times and seasons, and recognize those seasons when they come, and make a big deal out of them. If you don't announce yourself, nobody will see you. There's a scripture that has been burning hot in my heart, and it's an encounter I had during the week. It says that Gideon blew a trumpet. And if you read down the scripture, 32,000 people gathered. How did he blow that trumpet? It means that in your business, in your career, if you blow your trumpet, if you tell everybody how wonderful that business is, they will believe it. Do you know that you believe what everybody tells you about themselves? Why do you think people will not believe what you have told them about you? People believe what you tell them about yourself and what you act about yourself. If you carry yourself as an important person, everybody will see you that way. It's just a matter of time. If you declare that you are wonderful, you are blessed, you are favored, that is how everybody will see you. If you have a job, for example, or you are doing a business, and you tell everybody, this business is just one of the businesses, so everybody does the same thing. Just come and help me. Come and patronize me. People will patronize you out of pity. But imagine if you put on a different dress. I'm not talking about physical dress now. I'm talking about a different approach, a different attitude, and you make it like the best in the world. Do you know that if you are making rice, and you tell everybody your rice is sweeter than other people, they will come with that expectation to come and taste that rice. And if that rice is as sweet as every other person's rice, because you said your rice is better, they will see it as better. That's the truth. It's just a matter of time. Just make sure they eat it more than once or twice. They will see what is better in it. The same way your business, your career, if you're in that job and you just feel, let me just do it to survive, that is exactly what will happen. But if you recognize it as an opportunity to be a blessing to the whole world, and you recognize yourself the same way God recognizes you, that you are special, that you are a royal priesthood, that you are a different person, a different species, when you talk to people about it, that is exactly what they are going to see. I've seen people charging a lot and doing what they are doing far better than they are doing it, but they are charging probably 10 times better. Why? Attitude, the way they see it. The same thing I'm doing right now, I used to do it several years ago for almost nothing. In fact, people will pay stipends and then I will suffer and suffer and suffer on that thing and it will be useless. Because why did I say useless? Because in the long run, what they have paid me, for example, you paid me for something I'm supposed to spend 3 hours on. Now, because you're asking for correction here and there, you are demanding so many things, I just made so many mistakes in that job. Now, I've spent days and weeks on it. So it's useless because you are supposed to do it for 3 hours. But if you recognize yourself as different, you pray differently, and God now begins to shower his favor on it. I'm telling you, the same thing you are doing, in fact, you will do less and be blessed more, because that's exactly what's happening to me. The same thing I used to do for almost nothing, now I do it for several times over, maybe 1,000 times more. Recognize your time and season, because if you don't recognize it, you will miss the benefits that God has put in that time and season. Unbelief can hinder you from enjoying the benefits of an active season. There are seasons in your life. If you don't believe what God has said about that season, then you can't enjoy the benefits. God works by the faith of men. If you believe what God said about you, then God will make sure it's a reality. The Bible says the angels of God, they are active, they are ready, they are willing, they run swiftly to perform his counsel. If God said this is this about you, and you believe it and you declare it, angels of God will run into action. Not because they want to obey you, but because they are obeying the word of God that you have decided to believe. So if you don't believe that God has brought you into a new season, then it won't happen. Tests and temptations are used by God to usher us into new times and seasons. Are you facing challenges? Are you facing all manner of tests and challenges? God uses them to promote men. When you see that something is happening in your life that you don't want, instead of complaining and murmuring, look at it as the devil trying to tempt you. And guess what? God always uses the temptation of the devil as a test for you. When God tests you, it is to promote you. When the devil tempts you, it is to destroy you. But God will use the temptation of the enemy. When you succeed, when you pass, he will use it as his own test to promote you. Just like we do exams and tests in school to get promoted. If you want to enter into new seasons of life, make sure you don't fall into temptation. Because when you fall into it, that becomes sin. And when sin happens, negative seasons are activated. But when you make sure you stick to righteousness, then God promotes you to a new season of favor and honor. How do you maximize times and seasons? Plan. Program. Remove time wasters. Avoid distractions and be sensitive. We've done several episodes on all these things, but just remember, planning. When you wake up in the day, it's been repeated over and over again. I've said that over and over again. Make sure you plan. Don't just jump into actions. Plan what you want to do that day and assign time to each of those activities in your plan. And that is called programming. When you assign a time to it, that between this time and this time is when I'll be doing this set of activities. And be realistic with it, of course. That's how to maximize your time. Then remove time wasters. There are some people that should not be in your life for any reason. Remove them. Get rid of them. Friendship is by choice, not by force. Then avoid distractions. Loss of focus is the reason why men fail. Focus on one thing per time is the best way to achieve anything. This is what I want to do. This is what I'm doing at this season of my life. Focus on it and achieve it. Then jump to the next thing. Then be sensitive. Be sensitive to times and seasons. God will always bring several opportunities to you and I. Opportunities to be blessed. For example, Apostle Joshua Selman testified. He said one day he was going to buy maybe a plantain or something or roasted corn or so by the side of the road. And he said he saw these elderly women trying to buy the same thing. And he said, he just said, Mama, let me pay for you. They said, no, don't worry. He said, no, I want to pay for you. He said he paid for them. And they started praying. And he said, one of them looked at him and said, from today, walk on gold. And he said, everything. He knew that season began. That means from that day, he began to walk in prosperity. I've mentioned honor. When you honor people, when you honor those who are above you, when you honor them, God looks at your heart, not those people. God sees whether you are honoring those people or not. And when you honor them, then God begins to open new seasons and times in your life. We have come to the end of the episode today, and we're going to begin a new series very soon. I don't know, maybe next week we're going to be talking core business things very soon. I will let us know whether we are starting that next week. But we have a series of things lined up. As the Spirit of God leads, we're going to take one. But it's the end of the episode today. If anyone have a question, please, in the little time we have, you can just ask your question.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, good evening.
Thank you for the podcast, sir. Thank you for sharing the teachings. So I want to ask, sir, you mentioned something about your testimony the other time, that in a particular season of your life, that what people will actually bring in to your table as a payment for the value that you are offering, that right now the same value you offer, they are paying you more. I want to ask the things that you did differently in a practical manner. What did you do differently?
Okay, thank you so much for the question. So one of the things I did differently that I know that I wasn't doing before was that it's a spiritual thing. I started winning souls more than ever before in my life. That's one of the major things I started doing. That's one. That means, you know, we started this series of soul winning endeavors in our church then, and I was going out almost every day, back to back. That's when a lot of things happened. Let me tell you a lot of things that happened since then. Before then, I was struggling to even meet the right person to marry. Like, I was seeing a lot of ladies and was not seeing the right people. In fact, if anybody came, they were wrong people. But then, after doing that, I met my wife. I got married. I've had children. My business that I started now, God gave me the idea. I started it. And in fact, it's even completely different from what I used to do then. Then I used to do more of architectural design, structural designs, and all these things. But so much trouble. In fact, one will come 1 month, then several months before another one will come. Then I just said, this web design thing, let me start. Just like play. That's how I started. And the same time I used to spend to do things, I spend far less now and I get more blessed. And by God's grace, I've been able to serve people in most continents of the world. Let me just put it that way. Right now, people from all manner of countries, all manner of languages, I've been able to serve them. Now, what did I do differently? Like I told you, soul winning is one of the major things that made the difference that I do differently. Then, two, I think I believed more in myself and I started speaking the word of God. I started believing what God said about me. Not that I didn't really believe then. I believed. For example, when my wife and I wanted to make a major change in our family, we just started speaking normally at home that this is going to happen. Like, okay, we are going to move to this city. We started talking about what will happen when we get there. And like child's play, everything just happened one after the other. And of course, a lot of tests and trials went through it. The other thing I want to mention is humility. What did I mean by that humility? I've shared this story over and over again about, you know, the other person that saw what I was doing in that office I was then. This guy that used to be who I would call far lower than me started calling me by name, started relating with me as if we are mates and all that. And I was angry. I wanted to just cut him off. I was like, what's the meaning of all this? But the Holy Spirit just told me to relax and not do that. And I simply obeyed. And it was the one that now told me, there's this platform. Why not be there? When you are there, you have a lot of exposure for what you do. That was the only thing that God used to make a major change. Because then I was doing a lot of work, but I was not having the opportunity to meet the right people to serve, to provide services for. But just that one thing, one obedience, one test, because it was a test to see whether I will walk proudly or I will just humble myself. And God helped me to be able to walk in that humility. And the change came. And I could mention a couple of things. Also, I've mentioned it before. Most people I work with now that become my regular clients are people that I wanted to get angry with because they cheated me in a way, because they were wasting my time. Time is money, of course. They were wasting my time. And I wanted to get angry and get rid of them. But the Holy Spirit just said, relax. And I just obeyed. And they now became the most valuable people that I've met. So, a couple of things. Soul winning, humility, obedience to God, passing temptations. I think I'll just keep it at that. I hope it helps a little. Okay.
Well, wisdom. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, thank God. I hope we have been blessed today. And next week is another week that we'll be starting a new series. And I think very soon, I still don't know, we may be bringing some experts in some fields. I don't want to overpromise, but let's see how much God will permit us to do all these things. But I pray that as you go out this week, it shall be a week of testimonies, a week of open doors of opportunities, a week of favor in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Please invite other people next week and share this with many more people. And the recording will be available on Wednesday as usual. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. See you next week. And have a great week. Bye.
The good success.com.